Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I might locate your account?
20735.
And what would be the first and last name?
First name's Todd, last name Cross.
Thank you for that. And please verify the shipping address.
12409 Hill and Trade Drive, Clinton, Maryland, 20735.
Okay, thank you for that. And I see that you have the Melody Pods, and I also see that you're also out of the trial period. How can I assist you?
What is this for, ma'am?
This would be for the Melody Pods, which is the Bluetooth headphones.
I did not order no Melody Pods.
This would have been done whenever the customer completed either an online survey or if they answered a social media ad or they went to the master site.
I did not order anything of this nature, ma'am.
Okay, so I can get your account canceled out and I'll get you transferred over to our fraud department and then they can assist you further. Just give me just a moment.
When was this order supposed to have been made?
Just a moment, sir.
Okay.
It was originally ordered on March the 20th.
Is this something someone filled out online?
It would have either been through an online survey or through a survey that's through the email or was a social media ad. It could be done on Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, whichever.
If it's a survey, why would my account have been charged $70?
It would have been on a 14-day trial basis. And if the customer didn't call to cancel, to let us know if they wanted to keep the pods at a discounted price, or they wanted to cancel and to send them back at the customer's expense. And since that was not done, you were charged for the full, but since you did not make the charge, we're sending you over to our fraud department, and then they can assist you further with this.
Okay. Thank you.